9.3 The Vine. Good morning. Happy Friday in the Napa Valley. Okay, as promised, now we're going to find out all about the Napa Valley Ballet Academy. Of course, we had to bring in the big guy, the chairman of the board. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Good to see you again.
Hey, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, getting up early.
And you were here not only on time, well early.
Early. You know, I don't want to miss this, right?
No, of course. It's a big day for us. And today you brought us a special guest who's a parent of one of the children in the academy. Good morning, Myra.
Good morning.
So, Chris, why don't you take it from here and kind of explain how this is all, you know, woven together?
Yeah, sure. What again, our big push right now is the Nutcracker performance that we have on December 9th.
Right. At the Napa Valley Unified School District Auditorium.
Yeah, you got it right. Hey, that's a good thing.
Thank you.
And then the key is that we have our partners, Contessi Ballet and Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch is participating with us this year.
Ah, I did not know that.
Yeah, so the fun part is Jameson is bringing some of the animals, and they're going to help usher people to their seats and participate with us at the ballet. Now, the Napa Valley Ballet is a big community project and support group, the whole bit. So we're all about supporting the youth of the community.
It's a community organization.
Absolutely.
It's, yeah.
You know, it's all volunteer. None of the leadership takes any money. All the funds that we raise go right back into the program. And what I want to do is introduce Myra to tell a little bit about her experience in the ballet, and we'll kind of regroup on how it relates to the Nutcracker.
Okay.
Well, my name is Myra Wildberger, and I'm a family resource parent, which is a foster mom. I actually had three girls, ages from 8, 7, and 5, and I was looking for something positive for them to have, like an outlet, something fun for them to do, but also something for them to release, you know, some of the frustrations and energy and all that.
Get some exercise,
stuff.
Get out of the house, right?
Exactly. So a friend of mine, she told me a little bit about Napa Valley Ballet, and I called the company and left my voicemail, and Chris called me within an hour and kind of told him the situation. And my biggest concern was the fact that I wanted to commit to something not knowing how long I was going to have the girls and not knowing if they were going to like it. So after speaking with him, also financially, I'm like, these are three girls that I just got overnight. I'm looking for something, you know, for them to do, not only their, you know, school, counseling, family visits, therapy, but something that they look forward to. So I did work with Chris. Chris really worked with us tremendously. It was the best positive experience. He catered to exactly to our needs. He really worked with, you know, me and personally, and he was able to really help us out. So I was able to, like, you know, continue taking the girls. Not only did I take the girls 2 days a week, but they started off with ballet because that's what they wanted. But after like two or three classes, they discovered that it was too slow for them. So then when they decided to, like, hey, let's try jazz. So jazz was two different days. So the girls absolutely loved the jazz. They did it for like 6 months. After doing jazz for like 6 months, I totally saw a huge difference in their behavior, listening, looking forward to it. They loved the instructor. That was like their treat. After like 6 months, they decided that they wanted to try something different. They wanted, you know, they got a little bored, per se, but they're, you know, they're a little restless. So I spoke to the teacher, and the teacher said, hey, let's try hip hop. And it was exactly what they were looking for. They would tell their friends. They would come home every night, every Friday night, and show us a routine. And so that was their niche. So they absolutely love hip hop. And I love the fact that Napa Valley Ballet was able to work with us, not only financially, but also like to cater to their needs.
Right.
So I absolutely love that. And I would have never have known that. I would have thought, like, okay, you're going to sign them up for ballet, that's going to be it. No, actually, they offer a lot more classes. And I love the fact that they were attentive to each one of, like, one was a fast learner, but some of them were not fast learners. And the teacher was really well at, you know, being very patient and also working with the girls, so they were all able to move together for the routines.
So. Wow, and we just learned something. Ballet, a gateway to hip-hop.
You know what? It's amazing.
Dance is dance, right? It's dance, the arts.
Dance training is life training is what we call it. So we try to cater to all the kids of the community. We have programs from ages 3 to 18. We actually have an adult program that is becoming more and more popular. And, again, it's all about youth health and wellness.
Yeah.
Part of our classes, okay, are the performances that we do. So the performances that we do two or three a year, we want to next year we're going to be doing a lot of free performances down in Veterans Park. So please, you know, pay attention to all those advertisings and give you a heads up and all that stuff.
Event.
But Nutcracker coming up on December 9th. It's going to be a fantastic show. Our partners with Contessi Ballet. We have Marcella Contessi, the artistic director, is 90 years old. She's been dancing since she was a teenager. And so this is her last performance as she goes into retirement.
Oh.
And so we're helping her celebrate. Jameson Animal Rescue is going to be out there with us. And, hey, rumor has it, I know Jameson sent some animal messengers up to Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Right.
So, hey, we're thinking that, you know, if the message gets through, Santa's going to be in town and hang out with us at the Nutcracker.
At the Nutcracker. Well, that would make sense. Yeah, all the kids are there.
Should be a lot of fun. But the moral of the story is we are a community-based organization. We live off of donations and tuition and performances. So now is the time of year to help us out. We really depend on the community to support us. So we have three ways to do that. You can come to the performance. It's fantastic fun. The kids have a great time. You can sign up to classes all at our website, NapaValleyBallet.org. And you can also donate if you go to the website. Now's a great time of year if you need extra tax deduction. You know,
just write a check.
That's all I'm about. Let's do it.
It'll feel good. Well, nice job. Thank you so, Myra. That was a great story. That was fantastic. Thank you for sharing. I think that good call, Chris. That really explained how far the program goes.
You know, we really follow national standards. We have a curriculum. It's academically based. This isn't just a recreational dance studio. We really try to work for the community. The other thing too is, as Myra was saying, we work with people for financial aid and scholarships. We try not to turn anyone away. That's why these performances are such a big deal for us, because all the money that we raise actually goes right back into our scholarship programs. So we're one of those rare nonprofits where we can say pretty much all the money that comes into our organization goes back to help the kids. And so what we notice with all of the kids as they come through is you know, increased performance in school, just, you know, the intrinsic values that they get from learning and committing to a program like this is truly, truly amazing. We just had a successful float in the parade last week. That was really fun, and the community support there was incredible. We had, as the float came by, everybody was cheering and encouraging the kids as they were performing on the back of the float. Yeah, it was just
so many opportunities for the kids to get out there. And number one, they're not on the couch on the Game Boy.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, one of the things that I really want to emphasize is that, you know, instead of having the kids just at home or after school program or the girls being at the Boys and Girls Club, which I love the Boys and Girls Club, but it was nice that they were part of something. And, you know, as you're a little kid and you're trying to find yourself, being part of a club or being part of a member of something very important, like even if your kid seems a little interested but not really interested, like try it, because you don't even know, like it might be their passion, not only their passion, but it could be something that they can, you know, start doing at a young age but become, you know, an artist. I mean, you see like the stories of like famous people, they started somewhere.
Right.
A lot of them started like, you know, dancing. And I think that this is I wish I would have done it when I was younger. And I think that's the reason why I chose this route, was because it's something that I wish I would have been part of growing up. I wish I had, you know, this opportunity. So the girls loved it. And I really recommend it for anybody that has kids that show a little bit of interest to try it. You know, why not?
Yeah, and guess what, Myra? You are a part of it now. You're bringing the children in, so you're doing your part. You're in there.
We want everybody to come and join us. And, you know, it's amazing because we have we work hard to show a career path through the arts, which is fantastic. But it also, the dedication and commitment and discipline and all of those factors that go into participating lend itself to a much broader scope.
It's life lessons.
It's
Chris.
Life it's lessons.
Just life
right?
lessons. I mean, it's out there being lessons. Part of a community, learning how to deal with people,
you know,
and
the teamwork,
commitments, teamwork, responsibility, the whole gambit.
Yeah, no.
Great job.
No, it's fun.
All want to get involved. Napa Valley Ballet. It's coming up Sunday, December 9th. They present the Nutcracker. Doors will be at 3. Showtime's at 4. And the way for us all to get tickets, go to Napa Valley. Ballet.org?
That's correct.
And you're in.
And don't forget to donate. We love those donations. We need your help. Thanks.
And just send some donate. 'Tis the season.
Exactly.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Myra. Great job.
Oh, thank you.